Everybody's like, everybody's being all like, where are they?
It seems like that's what happens every day. Like the last two that I've watched, like, they're waiting on Carl to show up.
Yeah.
It's not me. I'm here. Vinny's dicking around.
What do you mean dicking around? We just had a beautiful photo shoot.
That's true.
My friend Good News came in here and took beautiful pictures of us together.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited for a show to start.
When I see Good News, I know it's bad news.
For you.
Yeah, exactly.
Carl sees Good News and he's like,
oh no.
I see Good News and I'm like, running the other way.
There he goes. All right. I guess we should start the show with a recap of last week.
All right.
Hey, everyone. It's Tucker Dixon. Last week, we went to the land of spam and coconuts. That's right, Hawaii. Vinny's Creep was Hawaii's biggest serial killer, with a body count as big as the state itself. In fact, people were mad about one of his victims not moving further away after he stalked her. But where the hell was she going to go more than a couple blocks, middle of the fucking ocean? So calm down. Quit blaming the victim there, people. Carl's Creep, on the other hand, tried to throw a message in the bottle into the ocean. And by message, I mean baby, and by bottle, I mean sack, and by ocean, I mean over a bridge. As for my creepiest Hawaiian, that would be Lauren Graham. You better know her as one of the Gilmore Girls. God, I hate that show. Anyways, that's all I got for this week. Now I'm going to go drink some Bud Lights and try to blow my hand off with fireworks. Tucker, out.
Attention parents, what you're about to see is not suitable for kids. Shoot, it's not even suitable for some grown-ups. You might want to walk away now if you ain't into these type of things.
I'm going to give the people what they want. Sensation, horror, shock.
I'm going to deliver the goods because I'm alive and I'm not backing down.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Bitch, I'm a cog on
disgusting, vomit-inducing thing.
Cowabunga, creepos! Welcome to today's edition of The Creep Off, the show about creeps by creeps for you creeps. I am your host. I think you all know me as
the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour.
The People's Champion.
And my co-host today, ladies and gentlemen, Cowell Hamburger. How you doing over there, Cowell?
I've had better days, Vinny. I've had better days.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the only cow that milks itself. Welcome right to the studio. Carl, you look uncomfortable.
I'm extremely uncomfortable. By the way, have you ever worn a thong bikini bottom before?
I don't believe that's any of your goddamn business, sir.
Good point. Good point. If you have, you'll know that it's not a comfortable thing to wear.
I haven't, so I don't, and I'm glad I don't.
Well, let's keep it on the wheel. Maybe someday you will.
Chicken bikini for okay. The next one. Also joining us in studio is the co-founder of Comedy at the Carlson, our good pal, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, welcome, Mark. Mark wanted to be here just to humiliate me even more. And, of course, Vinny brought a professional photographer here.
Yes. We did an amazing photo shoot.
We're more than a couple minutes late because we were doing a photo shoot up on the stage.
So I am going to put this picture in one place. It will be on our Instagram at CreepOffPod. So find it, and it'll be right there for you to see. Good old Cowell Hamburger.
And who sent in accessories to the club for
our
me?
Our buddy Freddie.
Thanks, Freddie. I'm Freddie, wearing a bow tie here, and I got the tail on as well.
Yes, yes. The tail is on full display, unfortunately.
That's so sexy.
Oh, good.
I'm sexy and I know it.
I threw up in my mouth a little bit. By the way, I found out, according to some folks on Twitter, today is National Bikini Day.
Is it?
Yeah, so we're going to have to hashtag this. How did you celebrate, Vinny? You didn't even get into the spirit of the day. With all your clothes on, you asshole.
Oh, there's still time. The day is young.
So here's what we're going to do. In honor of Carl in his cow bikini, we are going to do Creepiest Dairy Farmer. Oh boy, oh boy. But before we do, let's take a second and look back at the results from last week's episode, shall we? And
yeah, I want to thank those results.
And I'd like to thank my pal Cranberuni for the meme with the results. It made me laugh pretty hard.
All right, so it looks like Vinny has 53% of the vote. and beat me yet again.
Carl, you are horrible at this show.
So, this is what.
Okay.
I think that there is cheating going on. Oh. So this is the second week in a row. There's more votes than usual. And someone told me that at 9 o'clock on Sunday night, all of a sudden, all these votes come in for Vinny. And we all know anyone with a VPN can do this. So I'm going to say, I think we need to go back on like Reddit or something with these polls. Something we have to be
you
signed in.
You think we're going
to
put them on Reddit?
Yeah, something we have to be signed in order to vote. Because if people want to make a million usernames, then they can do that. But we can't make it this easy because people are cheating for you. This is 2 weeks in a row that I've lost because people are cheating. You're a cheater. You love it. You love when this happens. Look at how happy you are. You know what's going on. You're probably doing it.
Hey, Carl.
Winhausen for the Winhausen.
I am saying it right now. We're moving it off our website again. We have to do it again. And I think we should do Patreon or Reddit somewhere. People need to have an account.
Carl, I think you need to calm down.
I'm not going to calm down. I'm in a fucking cow bikini, Vinny, because people are cheating. This is not funny.
There's nobody cheating.
What are you laughing about?
Carl, I had to go into goddamn Lake Ontario. In the middle of winter.
There've been no laughs!
What do you mean?
None!
Vinny, you didn't even go in the water. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna fucking fight you. The shoreline's rose. Mark knows. He saw the newspapers. Yes. Mark was there.
There's still three houses trying to dig out of that.
So, I know Mark only wanted to hang out for a little bit this morning. Mark, do you want to hang out for our competition and you could just enjoy it?
Sure, 100%.
All right, all
right. Well, do you want to make an announcement, though? I mean, we should do that early and often, right?
Let's do that. There are only five, count them, five VIP tickets left for the Creep Off Roast.
That's right.
Okay.
There's five. There are 31 tickets total left.
Yep, 26 regular general admission.
Yeah, they will be gone. So visit creepoffroast.com, or you could also visit carlsoncomedy.com to find your links to purchase tickets. So we hope to see you in Rochester in September.
The VIP, that includes, obviously, a meet and greet.
Some hors d'oeuvres and some nice snacks and stuff before the
bar
show.
Bar will be open, right?
Yep. And we're also going to give you a poster, special art by our friend at It's Mint Salad. She is doing the art for the Creep Off Roast, and you'll get a cool copy that we'll be glad to sign for you. Or if you want to make it worth something, we won't touch it.
Yeah. And if you want to see a Mint Salad in clothes like I'm wearing today, Tits Salad, right? No, it's Tits Mint Salad at Twitter.
Is that what she's doing
she
now?
She puts her risque photos up there.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so... You anyway, know, thank you, Mint Salad.
Mint is wonderful. She's a great gal. Puts me to shame. Puts me to shame.
It sure does.
Carl, let's talk about what we're going to do this week. It's Creepiest Dairy Farmer. And since I won on account of honesty and righteousness, I will go first. Carl, ring the bell. My creep today is an Australian dairy farmer, Carl.
Okay.
Alan Kenneth Brooks was sentenced to a maximum of 10 years and 6 months in prison in April of 2017. Why, you ask, Carl? Well, I have a riddle for you.
Okay.
What do you call somebody who's an adult who comes over to meet a child home alone after a sexually explicit conversation? What is that called?
Now, you would think you'd have to do something pretty bad to get 10 years in prison.
You would think so.
I think this guy got off light. Considering the facts that in 1999, he pled guilty to 11 charges of indecent assault against multiple children and only got 18 months.
Whoa. Yeah, but somebody's got to milk those cows, Vinny. You like cheese. What are we going to do? Lock
but
up
at what
everyone?
Price? But at what price?
Lock up all people who are producing cheese for us? Come on. That's crazy.
He had some relatively good years that we know of because he wasn't accused of anything, but he ended up reoffending with a boy in mid-North Coast Australia. The boy in question is an unnamed 13 to 15-year-old that was hired to help him around the farm, you know? Give him a hand.
Yeah. New meaning to farmhand.
Utterly.
And a mouth and an asshole.
It's a job. You know, it's a farmhand job. You get it. You get the point.
Yeah. People got to work. The victim, who eventually came forward to the police after therapy, said he had been forced into sex acts by the pedophile Alan Kenneth Brooks, and he was arrested on the 4th of July, 2016.
Oh,
USA.
Yeah,
USA. Now, the court heard the appalling acts that Brooks forced upon the boy.
Did he think that it was going to be easy working on a farm? It's hard work. No matter what, it's a bad day. It's not
I think that
day.
You go in and you know you're going to do backbreaking labor.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you expected to do barebacking labor.
I consider it a break. You want to take 15?
Dude, the stories that this kid had and the shit that this guy did. He was fucking the kid in a cow stall.
Oh.
He would make...
Wait, what's the cow stall? Is that the buttocks? Is that Australian for buttocks? He was fucking in the cow stall, Your Honor.
The cow stall? Blimey.
So, I mean, what's the interesting part?
So, he also made the child watch him have sex with the cows.
Oh, God.
And on another occasion, he told the court that he was told to go tend to a calf in a feeding pen. When he got to the pen, Brooks forced him to have sex with the baby cow. This is a 13-year-old child who is being forced into bestiality by his boss at his job.
So, how is the veal, though? Is it better?
Carl, that's not how you make it. That is not how you pound veal.
That's how you pound veal.
You don't know that. What, are you a dairy farmer now? You're a subject expert on this?
So, this child was also forced to perform oral sex on other adult cows.
Jesus Christ.
While Brooks watched and masturbated. Ugh. This poor kid wanted to run away, but he would have ended up on a milk carton, and I don't think he could handle that.
Hey, I get that one.
This poor kid. Yeah.
Oh, good luck, Jenny.
This kid had to go to court and testify, and this is why I feel bad, because in Australia, there's no sympathy for this kid.
No?
Like, wait till you hear this. He reads a victim impact statement, okay?
Okay.
And he talks about, he had to have his girlfriend read it, the mother of his kid. Because he's like an adult. He went to therapy and came out, and the cops ended up investigating and arresting this guy. So he told them that he has emotional detachment from his own son. I don't feel comfortable holding him, giving him cuddles, or saying I love you.
Good. Kids don't need that kind of thing anyway.
Yeah.
Just keep a
listen,
keep
hug a your kids.
Yeah. Acknowledge their existence.
Tell them you love them. They won't end up in a cow bikini on the creep off.
Ain't that right?
She read...
Thanks for nothing, Mom. Look at what you did.
I met your mom. I agree. She's the worst.
She did heckle you at your stand-up show.
Bitch.
In Nashville. I mean, you will never forget.
According to the victim, he also received phone calls from her colleagues questioning me, and people were mooing like a cow at me.
Oh, my God. Wait,
really? I had to leave my job. I am now unemployed.
This guy's wanted.
People
attention.
In his job were mooing at him, this, Carl.
There's no way. Hey, heard you fucked a cow against your will. Ha ha. It's just not a thing you goof on someone for.
Apparently they did.
Okay.
Brooks was convicted on 18 charges, including bestiality, 2 counts of rape, and multiple sex and indecent assault. And he got 10 years for that. The 10 years we were talking about. Now, as the judge read...
Other countries are a lot more lenient.
Have you
noticed that? Like, people take prison pretty seriously in other countries. Here, we're just like, ah, I'll do 10 years, whatever.
This child rapist...
Yeah.
Passed out in the court when they were reading everything he was found guilty of.
Oh,
he
yeah?
just went right out.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of children or cows in where you're going.
Yeah.
You have to find a new hobby.
Is there a prison farm? Not for you, pal.
There'll be plenty of udders, though.
Plenty of udders to milk. So he's in prison, right?
Okay.
He gets sentenced in April.
Yeah.
He's in prison July. They charge him with 20 more charges of child sex abuse.
Okay.
The next day, they found him hung himself in his cell. So, happy ending, everybody. Yeah.
So, what you're telling me is there's a bunch of tattletales.
He hung himself. He's dead. It's a happy ending. But I still have to say, I think this is about as creepy as you could get for a dairy farmer. He's making a child ranch hand fuck a baby cow.
Seems pretty bad, Vinny, but wait until you hear... about the creep that I brought this week. Not that it matters, because you'll cheat and win anyway.
Correct.
But why not? That's what we do here, is we both make our cases and then see what happens. So my guy is a guy named Mario Hernandez. And I hate to say this, but if you Google Mario Hernandez arrested, there's a lot of results. I'm just saying. I just happened to Google that. It's not easy to find who I'm talking about. But Mario Hernandez is down in Florida. And I'll play for you the news clip here.
New shocking accusations against another Florida dairy farm in Okeechobee County. Blowtorches, PVC pipes with knives attached, and electrical prods, all part of the alleged torture.
So this
That's what my guy used to make the kid rape the cow.
Shut the fuck up.
I didn't
up.
Get to mention
no,
that.
No, you can't change the story now. You can't bring blowtorches into it now. I bring the blowtorch this week. So MacArthur
there were
Dairy
razor
Farm.
Blades on PVC pipes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, MacArthur Dairy Farm is this dairy farm. And a guy from this thing called ARM, like Animal Rights Group, went in undercover, pretended to be an employee there, and filmed for 2 months. And this video, I've watched it. I didn't bring it. It is shocking.
And nobody noticed this guy wasn't getting a paycheck.
Yeah, nobody knows that this guy wasn't drop kicking the cows like they were. Dude, these guys, they're bringing the cows in where they can't move and then just smashing them in the face.
They didn't notice his big giant cowboy hat with the lens on the front of it.
They're not smart people. They're dairy farmers.
He had a little press thing in the brim.
All right, it gets worse.
Poked, stunned, and burned for milk.
They are set on fire alive. A lit. Alive. They are burned.
And there's video of this, yeah, of them just setting these cows on fire while they're alive. Just
my creep is that news anchor.
That wasn't a news anchor.
That was a terrible sentence.
Alive.
He's very distraught, Vinny. He's trying to get his point across. There's a lot of vicious behavior going on in this dairy farm.
Animals are being beaten with makeshift spears, with razor-sharp pieces of PVC. They're being stabbed in the face.
So it seems completely unnecessary. I don't know if they're just like pissed off at all these cows.
I have to say
just
something.
Just beat the shit out of them.
There's no such thing as a makeshift spear. If it's a stick with a blade on it, it's a spear.
Yeah,
it's a spear.
Yeah, it's not an official spear.
Right.
Like, does it have to be weighed or something before it can be official?
I guess you could go to a website and find one online and buy like an actual company.
Yeah, is there a company named Spear that has to be Spear? It's like Kleenex.
I'll ask
Brian
Ball.
We invented the spear. If it doesn't say spear on it, it's not a spear. All right, this is the last news clip I have, because not only are they torturing these poor cows while they're milking them, but they also want to hurry up the childbirth aspect of things.
Workers chased down the cows with PVC piping and used inhumane procedures to deliver calves.
To get them out sooner, they are being repeatedly electrocuted, something that we have never seen before.
They're electrocuting these cows that are pregnant. So that they'll give birth sooner.
Like, where was that, like, health department coming through this place? I mean, what are they doing? They see the city coming up, they just hide the spears and the blowtorches?
That's a great question, because they were getting away with this for months, and this isn't the first dairy farm in that area of Florida that was having these issues. It's
supposed to be common practice. I mean, maybe they just don't understand the pasteurization process the way they should.
They're trying to tenderize the steak before it gets to the plate.
They're trying to fucking cook it. They're electrocuting them.
Exactly.
I don't want to show the video, but it's pretty moving, Benny.
Boo!
What do you think? I butchered that joke? Look, I don't care if this causes a beef between us, because I'm going to milk these cow puns today.
Oh.
All right, last thing I'll tell you is that the video also shows cows being buried alive, electrocuted, shot, and crushed to death. They were just having a field day murdering these cows for some reason. No, who knows why, but Mario Hernandez.
I just imagine they're blasting Kid Rock over the company speakers of that place. Just like, it's got to be a horrendous place to be. Just cows screaming. All fucking
that's
day
just one more way they torture with ba with the ba over and over again. It's poor cows. So Mario Hernandez, 31 years old, is charged with causing cruel death, pain, and suffering, which are felonies. And there's Fernando Lopez Cruz and Nal Garcia, all of them facing charges.
So
for
who's
torture.
Your creep?
My creep is Mario Hernandez.
Why is Mario Hernandez the creep?
Because he was the one who actually murdered the cows. He was torturing them and murdering them. The other guys were just like getting some jabs in because they thought that was the cool thing to do.
They were trying to impress Mario.
They were trying to follow Mario's lead. So
yeah, Mario was the leader of the pack, was he?
Yeah, so none of these cows were getting laid. They weren't having a good time.
He was like the head of the herd. Come on.
Come on,
guys. Come on. This is that's really awful, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brutal. And I was trying to figure out how to have fun with it, and I just could not. Well, so, there you go.
I just got to wonder, like, does that make the milk taste bad? Because they say, like, you know, traumatized animals, when you eat them, the meat doesn't taste the same.
I think you have to do that for certain types of French cheese.
Sure.
You have to electrocute and put a blowtorch to these cows.
Sure.
And it's a very gourmet, expensive style of cheese that they make.
Yeah, but they were making this in Florida, eh?
Yeah, well,
they're
trying.
And a guy named Mario Hernandez was in charge.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So
so it's not authentic is what you're trying to say. I agree.
It's not French cheese. No,
I agree
not
with
French
you.
Cheese.
Yes, it's not a brie that's authentic.
Yes, it has to be made in the province of Brie.
Correct.
I don't fucking know. So I guess those are your choices this week. You could vote for Alan Kenneth Brooks, or you could vote for Mario Hernandez. Place your votes at thecreepoff.com.
We got to move it. I'm telling you, Benny. I'm telling you. People are cheating.
We'll talk about it after the show.
Talking about it now.
No,
this conversation's over.
Carl, we'll talk about it behind closed doors.
I honestly don't think how... I can't... Seriously, Vinny isn't cheating. I mean, his guy fucked cows in front of a kid.
Oh, no, but I'm not talking about this week. I'm talking about last week.
I know, but I'm just saying, you never come prepared, bro. today, that literally, my fucking dog saw you and came. You suck at this, Carl. You suck at this show. That's why you're in this bikini.
Oh, so glad we had Mark here.
I mean, the kid fucked the cow. He made the kid fuck cows. Fucked cows in front of a kid.
You're going to be at the roast.
Mario just killed cows. I'm sorry. You fucking suck at this job, bro.
You know what else sucked? That poor little boy.
Yes.
As he was performing oral fellatio on animals.
Seriously.
To earn probably, I'm guessing, minimum wage.
Hey, Mark, I just want to say, fuck you! Thanks so much for coming over today. This is great.
It's fun. Sonny, I had to keep down from fucking you in the ass when you walked by him. His lipstick came out thinking that you were a fucking Dalmatian. When you're...
Hey, Mark.
Time to quit talking. Cut that part out.
All right, but thanks for having me, guys. I gotta go. You guys are awesome.
Mark will be on the roast, by the way. Yeah. He'll be a performer on that.
Yes, Marky Mark and Sonny.
Yep, Sonny's tired because he just had a nice workout thinking about Carl. So.
I think we're all tired from that, actually.
No, I'm serious. Carl, actually, good job today, Carl.
Let's wrap up this show.
Your creep is much better than Vinny's.
Shut up. Your
creep is so much better than Vinny's. Come on.
Time to come. My tits are better, too.
See you later, guys.
See you, Mark. Thanks for swinging by.
Thanks,
man. Carl, you ready for some voicemails?
I am.
All right.
The Creep Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the City of Syracuse. Happy 4th of July. And a reminder, any uneaten hot dogs can be donated to any local Syracuse wedding. See you in Syracuse.
Didn't he just have a Syracuse wedding?
No, he got married in Rochester.
Oh, smart. Okay.
Like a classy person.
Good idea.
Carl, whoever said this has set my new favorite voicemail that has ever been sent into the show.
Calling your
shot. In fact, I have added it to my soundboard.
He blinded me with club feet. Beep, blah, bloop. He blinded me with club feet.
Holy shit. That made me laugh.
That's ridiculous.
I got it right here.
He blinded me with club feet.
Bloop, beep, bloop, blah, bloop.
He blinded me with club feet.
Oh, shit.
I mean, at least if you did, like, in the club. Maybe there's other more clever songs you could have picked than... She blinded me with science, but okay.
All right, here's somebody who just listened to our last Patreon episode and seemed to have enjoyed it.
Hey, Vinny. Happy late birthday. I just finished the Vietnam birthday stream, and a thought occurred to me. You guys should have the Navy have Vic be a decoy 12-year-old boy for pedophiles,
Ooh.
And then you guys could, like, bust them and bust their chops the way that guy on the stream does. I think that would be perfect to get some exposure for the show. And being that you're a whale, I figure you can call Aquaman or whoever it is that runs the Navy. So anyway, thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
That guy. Good idea, though.
Sounded like Tab. Was that Tab?
I don't know who that was.
That was fun. That's a good idea. I like that.
I say we call the Navy and we get a big cardboard box and a stick.
Yes!
Pick up like a little boy with a lollipop and a little sailor suit. And then we just wait for him and we catch him.
It's that she sounds like a boy, not that she looks like a boy.
We have a policy here at the Creep Off.
I do know they are very much against pedophilia. They fight it very hard.
So, yeah, I like that idea. Here you go.
Hey, so in case nobody else had the chance to say this, look at bitch tits in the cow bikini. You look like a fucking creep, you Malford freak. I just figured it would help with the consequence. Anyway, hope you had a good 4th of July, and go fuck yourself.
Fuck you!
That's the best. That's the best.
You're not charismatic!
All right, I got another one. There's a gentleman who found the show, and he is having a really good time listening to it.
Oh, yeah?
Carl and or Vinny, calling from Dirty Jersey. It is 3:45 a.m. I am going next door to the restaurant I work in to clean toilets for minimum wage. And you guys make me laugh and keep me going.
Good.
I found out about your show from Mr. Kumia a couple years ago when he used to give us free shifts. Isn't it ironic how someone who, you know, loves World War II would be such a fucking joke?
Holy shit, dude.
Won't give us anything.
I want to go with that went a little past the post office.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I was following the line. I'm like, cool, okay. I'm glad to hear that. That's what we're here for, buddy. And then he starts calling Anthony. All right. A little past the post office on
a little
that
past
one.
The post office, but we appreciate the support.
I'll let you borrow my password sometime.
Thank you, Dirty Jersey.
Just shoot me a note.
Dirty Jersey. You got any voicemails, Carl?
I do have a voicemail, actually.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, this is for Creep Off. I just wanted to say I am always ready for football. Voting for the baby thrower every time. Don't care what the other creep is. Vinny, you should have just chosen the government of Hawaii. See ya.
Correct. The baby thrower was the right answer on last week's show.
To what?
To who brought
was
the biggest creep?
The worst creep on the show?
All right. I love that you both cheat and you're all pompous about it, too. Like, you should be a little more modest when people are cheating for you in order to win. I know. Mark was here. He got you all pumped up. You're feeling like you're all king shit now.
Dirtiest player in the game.
Because your employer is out here going, yeah, I like Vinny. He's the best. Okay.
You are so
upset right now. I'm going to start bringing family and friends here to talk about how great I am.
Please do.
If only I had some.
I would love to try to set them straight.
Now I'm going to have to make friends and reconnect with my family. But
yeah, please.
That's a consequence right there.
Carl, are you ready for a scum parade?
I am.
All right, let's hit that music.
The scum parade. These are my peeps. The scum parade. It's nothing but creeps. The scum parade. I'm Carl and Vinny Show.
Ah, fuck, I forgot to play Cranberoonies.
Oh, we're back. I'm sorry. Whoops.
I forgot to play Cranberoonies' voicemail.
Oh, play it.
You want to play it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I like that guy. He also makes some good points.
Oi, oi, creep off, boys. Vinny Winnie, you handsome fella, you've done it again. Carl, come on, mate. Look, stop picking baby killers. They're not intrinsically creeps. Anyone can do it. Dogs do it all the time. Literally put a baby in the corner. Eventually, it's going to die. It's low effort, mate. We both know you can do better. Let's have a fresh start. You pull your socks up. Look at all the effort Vinny goes to. All right? You got to work your game. All right, so let's have a bloody good go at it next week. All right? Love you, boys. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Carl, I realized something. You walked in here today wearing that already with like a white Halloween doctor's coat.
Well, it's my lab coat from the Isotopes.
Oh, okay. So you walked in here looking like a flasher.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm as creepy. I mean, this is a show by creeps for creeps.
You were wearing
creeps.
The hat, too, which I find weird.
Why? Who cares? You should have seen my landscapers were at my house when I was leaving. And they were waving at me, and I'm going to get to my car with my cow. I can only imagine what they're thinking.
Why didn't you just wear your clothes and change here? Did you think I would have a camera hidden somewhere?
Why not? I mean, honestly, I can't tie the bikini myself. I had to have my wife do that, so I might as well put the shit on.
You could have just put a shirt on over it.
I could have, but I wore my lab coat instead. Okay. So what? Big whoop.
Okay. You know, you live your life.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't wear a cow bikini to a podcasting studio correctly. I'm sorry I don't have practice with that. Maybe the third or fourth time I do it, I'll figure it out. All right, Vinny, give me some reps.
Well, you know what? I forgive you.
Forgive me?
Yeah.
For what?
You just apologize. I forgive you.
I was being sarcastic, you asshole.
I don't think
you need... This game sucks. This whole fucking idea.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow.
Right. Come on, Carl. Relax. Right,
let's get into the scum
parade. Listen, this is the worst consequence you've had to deal with.
It might be.
No, it is. It definitely is. And you know it. This is the worst one you've had to do.
I'm not enjoying it.
And you didn't have to do it in public.
No, just on the internet.
Yeah. I think you look great.
Thank you. I do too.
Good. You want to start in Queens, New York, Carl?
Yeah, let's see. Let's go to Queens.
All right.
I was actually just there. I saw my dad wrote a porno live.
How was that?
It was a lot of fun. It was great. We had great seats, Radio City Music Hall. I've never been there before. It was a lot of fun.
Well, we're going to talk about a terrible man in Queens. A callous Queens thief on a motorcycle snatched a dog off the street from a 75-year-old man in broad daylight. The senior was with his pup around 2:20 p.m. Saturday when the suspect approached and started petting him. According to the cops, the video posted on the Facebook page, the gray and white mini pit bull named Off-White is less than a year old. The victim, Carlos Gill, said the suspect suddenly swept the dog into his arms and began revving his engine in an attempt to take off. Now, there's a picture of this.
Yeah.
That poor dog looks terrified.
Are you kidding me? That dog looks like he's having so much fun. You know, when I was looking at this story, I was thinking, what do we do with this dog? Do we let it pick which owner? Because you got a 75-year-old man who's just walking around, or you get joyrides on a motorcycle with your new owner. Well, I think the dog's picking the new guy.
The sad thing is, this isn't the 72-year-old guy's dog.
No, it's not.
It's his daughter's.
You know, we are really living in a dystopian future where you can't even steal a dog from an old man without a video capturing it. There's just video everywhere.
It's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much. We need to go
back with anything in broad
to the
80s, anymore.
The good old days.
Right.
Gil tried in vain to block the petnapper's path, but he got away. When he took off on his bike, I tried to push him, he said. He rushed away, but I thought he was going to hit a pole because I wanted to take him out. In a statement, the police said, we find this cowardly and horrible that they preyed on the senior and they stole his dog.
Wow. I'm sure that senior will be able to buy the dog back from wherever these people sell it to.
Just go to Craigslist, dude. You'll get it back later.
Yeah.
They said that the stolen dog is worth about
$800. Okay.
For a used dog. Come on.
For a used dog.
$800 for a used dog, please.
If any dog ever needed to be rescued, this one literally needs to be rescued.
The dog's just going, help! You know what's really sad? Is now that this poor lady can't trust her 72-year-old to walk her dog for anymore. Now she's going to have to pay somebody. It's
right.
Great. This is a pretty fun story, and I got to be honest with you. This guy may have made a good run for biggest creep in Hawaii.
Yes.
Last week.
Right.
Maui, Hawaii. 55-year-old man faces a murder charge after police allege he electrocuted a woman and drove her body to a nearby hospital.
Yes.
According to the Maui Police Department, on Sunday, June 19th, Vintinth, as I like to call it, officers were called to the Kula Hospital for a report of an unresponsive woman who was brought to the emergency room. When they arrived, Maui police learned the victim, 42-year-old Angela Johnson, had been pronounced dead by the attending emergency room physician. The doctors determined she died before she got to the hospital. They found Mr. Brian Sherrill, and they took him into custody in the airport. He was trying to board a plane to go to
Oregon! Oregon! Oregon!
What was the plan here, Vinny? This guy brings a dead person to the hospital, drops her off, and goes to the airport. I did everything I could! I brought her to the hospital. You don't need to bring dead people to the hospital. That's not a place that they need to go.
Yeah, you just leave them. Everybody knows that. You burn the house down.
Basically, this is what happened. He beat her to death.
Yes, I was just going to tell everybody what happened.
Okay.
So they're examining this body. They catch this guy at the airport, and he beat her to death, like you said.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, shit. I think I may have gone a little too far.
Yeah.
Like that call, a little past the post office.
Right.
So he decides to pull electrical wires from something and tries to shock her heart back.
Yeah, jump it like a
car. Like a fucking Motley Crue video.
Yeah, kickstart my heart.
Kickstart my heart.
Yeah.
Boom, and he's shocking her and electrocuted her to death.
He tried everything, Vinny. He tried electrocuting her, tried a blowtorch. He did the people's elbow on her. Nothing worked. He couldn't bring her back to life. I couldn't believe it.
If the people's elbow can't save you, what can save you?
I want to know what she said to him before she got this beating.
Yeah.
You know?
They found blood evidence all over the house. There's blood everywhere, too, by the way. So he is under arrest.
I would think so, yeah.
He is definitely under arrest.
I got to say, the place where he made his mistake, Vinny, bringing a dead person to the hospital. He would have definitely been able to board that plane and get to Oregon.
His lawyer is going to use that to say that he had remorse.
Not going to fly, but good luck with that.
You're probably correct. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a brand new theme for the Scum Parade sent in by our pal Sarah Dunlap.
Oh, good.
She does the greatest themes. And
she does.
Our next story is from Brevard County, Florida. Here's the new Florida jingle.
Florida. You got to get your shit together.
Get your shit.
Why so many
I love her.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, Sarah. I just want to say, Carl, you keep talking about how you're looking for property in Florida.
Yeah.
Oof. You sure you want to go down there?
I think I'd fit right in.
Yeah, maybe.
I might wear this outfit.
A Florida man abused and raped a woman for nearly a week after the victim revealed she had a previous relationship with a black man.
I want to know why she offered that information up. But let's go through the story. There's a lot going on here.
Maybe they were like in the produce section. It just something jogged her memory. Police documents show Charles Tanner, 51, was arrested in Brevard County Wednesday on charges of sexual battery, aggravated battery, felony battery, false imprisonment, aggravated assault, and sexual cyber harassment, the New York Post reported, citing an affidavit filed by the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. The charges were connected to his alleged attainment of a woman, identified only by her initials A.H., she arrived at his
asshole.
Home.
Asshole. It's a sad abbreviation there.
It certainly is. June 3rd, she arrived at his house, and she was experiencing a withdrawal. She told investigators she had known Tanner for 5 years and had been in a relationship with him, which ended a month ago. After enjoying her high, A.H. had consensual sex with Tanner as a form of payment, and later told him that she previously had a relationship with another man who was of African-American descent.
See,
I don't think she said it like that.
All of this made sense up until that sentence. Like, okay, she's a meth head, he's a meth head, he has meth, she doesn't have meth, she goes over to get some meth, fucks the guy. All of that makes perfect sense to me. I get all of that. And then I was talking to him about this black guy I used to bone. That's the part where I'm like, why would you offer up that information?
Tanner was so enraged by this revelation that he kicked her in the head. He proceeded to detain her for 5 days at his home, during which Tanner strangled her, beat her with a closed fist, and berated her for being unfaithful. The defendant would then smoke meth, become enraged, and then forcefully have sex with A.H. against her will, or make her perform oral sex on him. The affidavit read that he also violated her with a sex toy, a cucumber, and a corn cob.
One of those was too pleasant, apparently. All right, no more sex toy for you. You're enjoying this too much.
I knew I shouldn't have gotten the cucumber with all them ribs on it.
Oh, God.
He took photos of these acts with the victim's phone and sent the photos to her friends and father on Facebook.
Could you imagine getting images of your daughter with a corn cob in her cunt? And you're just like, honey, you got to stop sending these to me, sweetie.
That's my girl.
I can't keep looking at these. Honey, it was funny the first time, but you got to stop with the shit.
You know, when we told you to call home more often.
Yeah, this is not what we... You do your thing, and then when you're done, let's grab lunch.
Oh, honey, look. A.H. remembered your birthday. She texted this year.
How is there not a reality show that just follows around Florida meth heads? Wouldn't that be the greatest show on television, Vinny? These people are always up to just shenanigans.
It seems a little cruel.
It's insane.
For us to cheer them on. Because here's what's going
to
happen.
I'm saying we should get a laugh track. We should totally be cheering them on for this. Yeah!
Have at it!
Hey, I'm high on meth again. Let's beat people up and rape them.
Woo. I'm going to rape this one and that one over there. Carl.
All right, this is where I should say.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
Thank you. Drugs are bad.
Thank you. Thank you. So... Tanner allegedly tried to sleep on top of this woman for some reason.
Well, to keep her there.
Yeah.
She didn't want to hang out by day four. She's like, you know what? I don't think I'm having a good
time here. I really stopped having fun when you busted out the corn cob.
Yeah. That's could what you have being fun for me.
Could you have at least shucked it first?
Gross.
So she's able to wriggle free and she gets out. She seeks help from Tanner's neighbors while naked and covered in bruises.
Mm-hmm.
The unnamed residents let her inside their home, which... Listen, you know, keep an eye on the silver. Provided her with clothing and called the police.
I'm sure it's not the best neighborhood. I doubt they have their special silver for when guests come over.
Carl, I think that's racist.
Is it?
No.
I don't know what anyone's racist in this story, although I assume white because they're meth heads in Florida. But...
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
I don't know.
That's a good point.
Charles Tanner, yeah, these are definitely white people.
That's right. He was
with
mad about hopes. The black guy. I really screwed this whole story
with
up.
With high hopes for their kid, dude, Charles.
He was arrested. Oh, no. This guy went by Chuck. Everybody knew him as Chuck. He was arrested in 2013 over another incident similar to what happened to this woman. The victim of the past incident was held against her will by the defendant over several days, where he battered or sexually battered her and used her cell phone to film himself urinating and defecating on her.
Whoa! So his ex-girlfriend, he pissed on and shit on. What did she do, fucking Arab? That's insane. She was really up to no good.
She fucked a corn farmer, and he was very upset.
All right. I want to lock this guy up for a little bit. Let him think about what he's done.
Our last creep.
Give him some time to cool off. By the way, Vinny, I apologize. You might have to throw this chair out.
What are you doing over there?
I apologize for that.
Are you just ripping ass in my chair?
There might be a snail trail on it.
Why would there be a snail trail? You're a disgusting person. Carl has a leaky asshole, everybody.
It depends.
You're a creature. Just a gross creature.
All right, let's keep going.
This next story, folks, is pretty bad. Hannah Clark, she's 31 years old. She died while trying to protect her young children when her ex, Rowan Baxter, 42, ambushed her in a premeditated attack. Baxter was found dead alongside his ex-wife, two daughters, Leanna, Alea, and their son, Trey, who was three. They found them in Brisbane, Australia in February of 2020. Miss Clark left her mom's house on February 19, 2020, with her three children in the car's back seat. Apparently, Baxter intercepted the car armed with a knife and a can of gasoline, dousing the cabin and restraining Miss Clark as she desperately called for help. Miss Clark bravely kept driving to try and get help, but the car caught on fire. Miss Clark fled with her clothes in flames while screaming, "He's poured petrol on me! He poured petrol on me!" Baxter stabbed himself with a knife after witnessing what he had just done, which Deputy State Coroner Jane Bentley described as a final act of cowardice.
Could you imagine a more horrific death than what this woman and her three children went through?
Your three kids watching your dad set your mom on fire and then him stabbing himself to death in front of you?
Well, the kids died too.
But that's the last thing they're seeing.
Good thing they got rid of the guns down there. Thank goodness for that. No more violence.
Yeah, it would have been done quicker.
No shit. This is a brutal,
this is
brutal
the fucking
murder.
This is
also
terrible.
This guy, Rowan Baxter, is a professional rugby player. Yep. Is there anyone in Australia who isn't a professional rugby player? Have you ever heard of anything that's like, oh, this guy's an accountant?
Just the Sheilas.
Do they even have accounting in Australia? Everyone's a professional something. It was sports, it seems like.
In the past, she had described him as a master of manipulation. They heard how Baxter displayed controlling and abusive behaviors, including controlling what Miss Clark wore, who she could see, and he demanded sex every night. Baxter abducted Leanna.
I like how they
Ms.
talk
Clark.
About that. They're like, and by the way, this wasn't the only bad thing he did. He was also very controlling.
It sounds like they're victim blaming. She didn't
want
to put
alive.
Out every night.
He burned her alive. What do you mean? Why? You don't have to say anything else. The guy's an asshole. We get it. It's like, also, he would tell her what to wear when they went out together. Okay.
One
he burned
time,
her alive with her kids.
One time he beat her up because she found pictures that he had taken of her that she didn't know he took.
Yeah.
In his car.
Yeah.
And he's like, why do you have these pictures? Why did you take these? And he just beat her up for that.
By the way, this woman, Sarah Clark, or Hannah Clark, I mean.
Yeah.
Pretty hot.
I know.
Actually really hot at the end there.
She's
as hot as you can be. Skin melting hot. Organ ruining hot.
I am getting too hot. This is terrible.
Can I tell you the funniest sentence from this story? I don't know if you're going to get to it or not.
Go
I just
ahead.
Want to read it to you. This is the funniest thing. Even if Baxter had attended a program about domestic violence, he would have still probably continued with his evil plans to hurt Miss Clark.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I actually have that highlighted here.
Even if they told him that that's mean and that you shouldn't do that, you still would have done it?
Now,
you don't
that's
say.
A funny thing to say.
It's a ridiculous thing
especially
to say.
When what the judge ended up doing is the cops may have started a face-to-face training and set up a special domestic violence police station for a 12-month trial. And the final recommendation from the Queens is for the Queensland government to provide funding for men's behavior change programs, both in prisons and in the community, as a matter of urgency.
I hope chapter one is women don't like to be burned alive, and they especially don't like to see their children be burned alive.
Bring
so
them flowers instead.
Yeah. Or
Tell them they look pretty.
Send them a text. I'm angry with you today. You know, just communicate a little bit better. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's a bad story.
That's a brutal one. That's rough.
Yeah, so listen, folks, I am going to be putting up the final poll on Patreon today for our next Hall of Fame episode. We're going to be recording that in the next couple of weeks.
Beautiful.
We're going to get that done. So you guys are going to get to pick who the candidates will be. And there's some fun ones on there. Some folks have finally agreed with my nomination of Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah. Because wow. There's some interesting stories that come out with that, huh?
Murder cover-ups. Wow. Fucking accused of rape.
Yes.
All sorts of shit that nobody's really taught. Well, they're talking about it now, but it's been...
Well, what's crazy, and I'm sure you saw this, but this woman who's accusing him of raping her back in 1986,
yeah,
the female referee,
yeah,
she went public with that back in the 90s.
Yes.
She was saying this back in the 90s. Yes. So it's not like she's just like, well, now with the Me Too movement, I guess I'll let people know. It's like, no, everyone just ignored her.
Yeah, but Stone Cold, he was really killing it then.
You're right.
Stone Cold was the man back then. Yeah. Nobody gave a shit. If I was her, I would just take the satisfaction of knowing that Stone Cold gave Mr. McMahon everything he deserved and then some. Pow.
Okay.
Stone Cold Stunner.
We could talk about that during the Hall of Fame episode, I suppose.
I'm going to AEW tomorrow.
Oh, are you? Where is that happening?
Going to be in Rochester.
No shit.
So keep an eye out tomorrow night.
Back again.
If you're going to watch AEW Dynamite for a new Carl Sucks sign, yeah, on account of my friend Carl left the last one at the Blue Cross Arena.
Oops.
Nice outfit, dickhead.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
So, folks, you will be able to vote on that on Patreon only. And if you are not a member of our Patreon, you can check out bonus episodes and get some cool merch. If you want to support the
consider
show.
Supporting us on Patreon, please. Thank
please
you.
Please do. And if you can't, it's cool. We still love you. Not as much as the people who do that.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. We love people who give us money more than we love other people.
Mm-hmm. 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 The most. How about marching in that scum parade? Think about it. All right.
Are you just trying to drag this out? Can I please go home and change?
Are you uncomfortable?
Yes.
And I kind of have to. What's the most uncomfortable part?
I kind of have to pee. Well, probably the thing that showed up my ass right now, my bikini thong.
Oh, I thought it was the plug. Okay. Well, I guess creepoffroast.com, vote this week. It's creepoff.com. If you want to email us, thecreepoffpod@gmail.com, send us voicemails, 585-371-8108. Until next time, remember, it's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Gagia.
Fuck you!
May your enemies be cursed in your podcast adventures.